Now, let's talk about sleeping on the job. There's a picture in the Sun of all these railway signalmen who were asleep in the middle of the night while they should have allegedly been administering to their jobs. The point is this happened about 3:30 a.m. in the morning when no trains were running. And I'm just wondering, this was in Kent, by the way, and I'm just wondering whether or not we have a kind of taboo about people sleeping in the on the job. You know, if there's no trains running, and these people have the kind of jobs where you don't have to do it round the clock, you do it when the trains are running. Surely catching 40 winks might make them a bit more alert when the trains start running. So was their crime that bad? Only last week or earlier this week, there were calls for policemen to be allowed to sleep at work so that they could be alert when they're required to be on duty. So I'm just wondering whether, you know, we just get a bit too het up about working and going to sleep while you're on duty, as it were. Now, someone quoted in the story in the Sun, he's from the campaign group Rail Future, is Bruce Williamson, and he joins me now. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm very well. What's the Rail Future campaign group? Tell me what that is, first of all.
Quite simply, we campaign for a better railway, and that includes for freight as well. We want lines reopened. We want cheaper fares. We want better service on the railway. It's, you know,
you've got a lot of work to do then, right?
That's exactly the point I was struggling to make there. Yeah, it's a long term uphill battle, but I think we're getting there.
Now, these five of the staff, they earn up to £60,000 a year controlling the movement and direction of trains. It's obviously a crucial, important job. But they were photographed dozing in their chairs at 3:30 in the morning. There were no trains around. I believe that actually the tracks all around them were being serviced at the time, so there was no danger of suddenly some train appearing. I mean, is their crime that bad? I mean, surely it's not a bad idea for people like them to get half an hour's rest. So when the trains do start running, they'll be more alert. Are we overjudging them?
Well, possibly. I mean, the problem we have here is that we really don't know the exact facts of this situation. You know, you may be absolutely right that there was absolutely nothing happening. They said, well, we'll just get 40 winks, set the alarm on my phone, and just have a quick nap. On the other hand, there might be, you know, a serious sort of breach of the rules here with sort of disciplinary consequences. We just don't know. It's absolutely right that Network Rail are investigating this. Safety has to come first on the railways. Unfortunately, we do have an excellent safety record on Britain's railways, but we need to keep it that way. But without knowing the exact ins and outs, it's really hard to judge. I suppose I could add that, you know, even if, whichever way you look at it, if there's a totally innocent explanation, it's bad PR, at least, you know.
Well, I don't think they were posing for the photograph. Someone has...
Well, we don't know that, do we? They might have been having some sort of practical joke where they pretended to be asleep for some reason. I just don't know.
Well, somebody's ratted them out and it's not a particularly good look. But I'm just wondering, there are all sorts of jobs where you don't... I mean, you know, if you're a radio presenter, then you have to stay awake throughout the show. I leave the sleeping to the listeners, obviously. But you know, there are all sorts of jobs where you don't have to work every second of every minute of every hour. You know, like doctors, for example, policemen, maybe railway signalmen. You know, that you're required to be on top of your job for maybe 10 minutes, half an hour, and then you're not. So is it that bad that you catch a few winks when you've got a downtime?
Well, perhaps not. But I like to think that anyone going into any job feels adequately refreshed in the first place. And maybe jobs should be designed not to waste people's time, but to give them enough to do so that there are no sort of downtimes where they feel like they need to go to sleep.
It would certainly be a scandal if it was, say, during rush hour or something like that. Now, that would be bad. That would be a danger to the public. I'm just wondering whether these poor guys who were just tired at 3:30 in the morning when nothing was going on are actually, guilty of the crime of the century. Do you take my point?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And they might even not have been on duty. Just suppose they were the next shift or after the end of their shift. I don't know. All of that, yeah. I mean, potentially, it's not the worst crime in the world. And, you know, you're quite right. If you are in a job where absolutely nothing is happening, then, you know, what do? Twiddle your thumbs. Maybe getting 40 weeks isn't such a bad thing. But, you know, like I say, I'm reluctant to judge these guys because there's so many unknowns in this particular situation.
Well, I am too, which is why I wanted to talk to someone like you, because they don't look very good at the moment and it might be a very unfair situation on them. Bruce, you must come on again and talk about the railways more generally. It's good to talk to you.
I'm happy to do that.
Thank you very much, mate. That's Bruce Williamson from the Rail Future Campaign Group.